only have one personal insolvency practitioner for the whole of County Donegal. There are none in Sligo and Leitrim, so that means that one person will be pushed even further than this county. Now, we know that there are a lot of families in debt, a lot of families in mortgage distress across the county, you know, who need to have solutions. The banks certainly are offering them, and the government are just going to have to get their act together on this.
We can assume that there's going to be major demand for this service in Donegal. We know, for instance, as has been pointed out by yourselves before, that the waiting list for MAB services in Donegal are the highest in the country. That's going to translate into people seeking the services of an insolvency consultant.
Absolutely. I mean, in North Donegal MABs, we have a waiting list that is five times the average across the state. We have 160 people waiting to get access to the service. Since those figures came out, a delegation of public representatives from Donegal Sinn Féin met with North Donegal MABs, and you know they're doing their best, but the demand is huge, particularly in the Letterkenny office. So there are, you know, in my view, there are certainly hundreds, if not thousands, of families across Donegal who desperately need assistance, and to offer them one personal insolvency practitioner, you know, really is outrageous. So as soon as the Dáil reconvenes next week, it'll be the task of myself and Pearse Doherty, and indeed all the other public representatives in this county, to put it up to the government to deploy more resources to Donegal to help families in distress.